I was a six-figure coach, and then the money caught up to me. But it's really hard for you, without this training, for you to see, to look at your results, not seeing the money there, and believe that you are that coach. That's why it's so tricky. And we're teaching exactly like the way we do to reframe your mindset, to start seeing things the way. And it's not faking until you make it. Yeah. It's actually really becoming that person who can have the goals that you want, who can have the business you want. And it's very different. I have never seen it this way anywhere.
Hello, I'm Debbie Shadid, the host of the Life Coach Business Building Podcast. If you are ready to have more clients in your life coach business, then you're in the right spot. Each week, I'm going to teach you super simple strategies to grow your business without feeling overwhelmed and without spending money on paid ads. Now, if that sounds interesting, stick around and let's get started. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm super excited because we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is self-coaching. And I have with me, you guys know Thais Glenn, our mindset coach. She's back here to talk about something that we have been up to. I want to share a little bit about what Thais does in the Business Building Boutique and then what she does for me and the project that we're working on. So y'all know that Thais came on board because I teach women all the actions in their business, how to build their business, but I knew that everybody needed mindset coaching. I know that probably just like you, you learn how to do something and sometimes you stall. And I did not want that to happen in the Business Building Boutique. I wanted to make sure that whoever came to work with us got things done. So that's where Thais comes in. Thais joins us on every single coaching session. And I can tell you for sure that since she has been a part of our program in every session, the results that our clients get are even better because you're able to really catch them in the middle of whatever it is that's holding them up. Those subtle thoughts that I do not hear when I'm telling them what to do, you're able to catch them and redirect them. So I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here again, Debbie. Thank you.
So I want to tell you guys, give you a little peek also into Thais and I's work together. She's a significant part of this business. She's really the right hand to everything that I do. So she coaches me too. We have meetings together about the growth of this business and about what's happening and what our plans are. And so she coaches me too. And in the middle of that coaching, sometimes she has pointed out to me that I stop and I often self-coach myself. And she recognized that I had a method of my own that was unlike anything that she had been trained in. And really, I guess I wasn't even aware of it. Thais, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's interesting how sometimes we come up with our own method, right? Like this own technique that works for you. And in your case, Debbie, what I noticed is as I was coaching, you just, you know, asking questions and what are you thinking about this? And all of a sudden you would stop and you'd be like, okay, hold on. I'm just self-coaching myself here really quick. And you would reorganize those thoughts in your mind because what I believed and I understood at the time is that you wanted to self-coach from the future self perspective.
Yeah.
Right. Not the coach that it's having a lot of trouble or having, you know, the mindset blocks, but it's more of like, hold on just one second. Let me check in with the future self, the person that, you know, I'm becoming right now and see how that fits. And now we can keep on coaching the way I was coaching you before. And that was so impressive to see it and how you're able to create the results even before you had the full belief on what you wanted to do, right? And we will talk more about this today, but it's just very interesting to see a very different way of self-coaching that was news to me. And when I started using it the same way, like, oh, that works. This is very different. And that's how we talking and studying and really observing each other, we came up with this beautiful method that we want to talk to you all today.
Yeah, I'm so excited. For me, for sure, doing self-coaching, I guess this method, our signature method, doing this self-coaching has changed my business dramatically. I mean, in the last few years, it has added hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to my business that never would have been there. I can tell you for sure the possibility of me even creating a business at this level, it wasn't even there. And the possibility of where I know I'm going wasn't there either. So it's been pretty amazing. It's definitely earned me hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars more to do this. So y'all want to listen up. I just want to mention, if you really do have the desire to create a profitable business and you're listening to this, I want you to stick around, listen to the end, because this business growth self-coaching method is what will help you. It will take you to that next level in your business. It will help you get from where you are, which is probably stuck, to really taking consistent action. And ultimately, one of the reasons why we want to talk about this and we're going to be offering a program to you guys to come and learn this method from us is because even for the clients that work with us, you're going to always be taking your mind with you every day into your business. Every day that I wake up, I have new tasks that I have to do to grow my business. And multiple times a day, I have to rethink my thinking, right? Some self-coaching. And we want people to be able to do that always in their business. So Tice, let's talk about business dream killers. What are some of the things that we hear people say?
Yes, that some little sneaky thoughts, they're like, in the background of our mind constantly. And we just don't even know that they're there, right? Little things like, I'm not ready, or I need more time to prepare, right? How many times we ask a coach to, okay, it's time for you to do a workshop. And it's like, oh no, I need a month or two to prepare. And they don't even realize that that's the sneaky thought that it's not real. You don't need months to prepare for a workshop. You might need a few hours, but not weeks or months. Right. And that just keeps you stuck. Another big one is that I need more education. I mean, seriously, how many certifications do you think you need to start your coaching business? And then you might spend all of your money learning a lot, and then you don't really have anything to show, right? Like you don't have the business, you don't have the structural, even for your business, like the website, or you're trying to do it yourself and you don't know how, because you are believing that you need a different certification to be a good coach. So we don't even notice, but those little things, thoughts are keeping you stuck. And it feels like you're taking good action, right? It feels like it's being productive, but you are stuck because you still don't have anything to show.
I can think of so many times when I could convince myself that what I was doing was right. Like, no, I just need to learn this more.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about even education, like just reading one more book, or I just need to prepare a little bit more. You're right. It feels so useful when really it's just avoiding business and you don't even notice it. People stay stuck for so long. I notice people, I talk about this a lot. If you don't make decisions in your business, that's a mindset issue. Seriously, what are you afraid of? There's some kind of fear behind that. If you're not taking consistent action, y'all know I'm the queen of action. I'm going to take an action no matter what. And that's because I have such a huge commitment to my business. I have such a huge commitment to you guys listening, to what I can do for you to change your life.
See, one thing that you just said is that the little fear that they have, what are you afraid of? That you're not making decisions, that you're not taking action. And it stays there, right? Without the self-coaching, you don't even learn how to notice what are the fears that you have running in your mind. And then you're just not taking actions. And you use that to self-blame. It's like, oh, it's just because I'm not good enough, or I'm just not courageous, or I'm just not a good coach. Everything like this can just stop when you understand that, no, I'm just afraid because of this, right? I'm afraid of being judged, or I'm afraid that I won't be able to do it, or I'm afraid that even if I take those actions, I won't have the business that I want. So then you can coach on those thoughts and get unstuck. So it's not necessarily just taking actions nonstop without noticing what is actually holding you back. And we don't have a coach with us 24/7. That's when we need to be our own coaches through self-coaching, right? Learning how to do it on a daily basis. And seriously, learning how to do it when that sneaky thought shows up. And you can coach yourself quite quickly to get out of there.
Which is in the middle of a presentation sometimes. Like in the middle of a presentation, you can be thinking, y'all know our brains are like multitasking all the time. You can be in the middle of something and you're thinking something else now that I know that could be toxic to the way that I'm presenting. So I know I can catch it right then. I can reframe it, that future, you know, y'all have heard me talk about $1 million Debbie. I can reframe from that perspective and keep going through the workshop. It's so powerful. I have to tell you what's coming up for me is a sneaky thought that I had one of the first coaches that I hired, probably 2014, 2015. I kept saying to her, but I don't know how. It was like a broken record. Everything she asked me, I was saying, I don't know, or I don't know how. Golly, I had myself so stuck from saying that. But it's so interesting because I am the how coach. I tell everybody what to do. I tell them how to do it. And for me, I was in such a place in my mindset she wasn't a mindset coach, so she didn't point that out to me. But now I can see, oh my gosh, I kept myself so stuck. Today, I would be able to coach myself right out of that because I know how to do that now and I know what those thoughts are. So you all know too, I've talked about it on the podcast and I've had a lot of coaching from Thais and then my personal life coach, Christine, around, I don't have enough time. That's another one of those very sneaky thoughts that's just not true. Like it's not going to help you get your business built for sure.
And it doesn't even sound like it's a thought, right? You fully believe in it. No, I can prove to you. I can look, you know, I will show you my schedule and you see how I have no time. And yet it's a mindset block that's making so you don't create the time that you do have to do the things you want, right? Another big one for me was I wanted to be perfect. That was a huge one. My website, it took me years to build because it needed to be perfect until I start noticing that, oh, that's a thought that I wanted to be perfect. Now, I wanted to be beautiful. I wanted, you know, to feel proud of it. But the thought of it has to be perfect kept me building this same website for years and not having anything to show for. Or I would do it tomorrow, right? That procrastination that holds us truly stuck.
Yeah.
It is a mindset block. Yeah. And a lot of times we see, you know, people trying to coach on the procrastination. Right. So let's coach on the action. Let's see what is the best technique for you to have a more productive day. Let's figure out a time management. It's not about the time. It's about the idea that you are a procrastinator, that you will do it tomorrow. So it's that sneaky little thought that keeps you stuck from actually doing the things you want to do.
That's so funny. I'm thinking about all the planners people buy. They buy the planners. They buy, y'all probably do it. You download apps, you get all the things because somehow that's going to help you get your business built. None of that has anything to do with getting your business built. It's what goes on up here. And that is the part we want to help you guys learn. That is the power is in what you're thinking.
Yes, it is.
Not an app that changes anything. It's that.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's you having the power to catch, right, in real time when it's happening. You can catch yourself and reframe in your mind or decide what you want to do instead. But when you don't even know the thought is there, you don't have a choice. You just go with the flow, right? Oh, I don't have enough time. I can't do anything. And that's just the reality of it. But when you're able to catch the thought, we will teach you through this method how to catch the thought. Right. That's when you have the chance now. Like, do you want to go with the flow of this thought or do you want to make something like a different decision here? And you have the control now. Where before you even know what you're thinking, you have no control. You're just going through life.
Yeah. One of the things about this self-coaching method is that it is so rooted in tapping into your future successful self. And this is something that a lot of people don't know anything about. And this is something that Thais is really has a lot of expertise and experience in.
Yes, I absolutely love that. And I just realized not too long ago how I have been doing this since I was a little girl. I was able to imagine something that I wanted and then, you know, start to create that. But I didn't know that the identity piece of it was so important. And nowadays, since I learned this method and just self-coaching in general, right? Like things that asking better questions to yourself or noticing your thinking, I start to see how a lot of times we need to shift the identity before we have the goal, right? Before we achieve the goal, before we have the results. And that is something we will talk a lot about in these 8 weeks is that sometimes, I don't even like to say every single time. I believe it is every single time, but I say sometimes you do need to shift the identity so that you can have the goal, right? You need to, like for you, Debbie, you keep on saying the $1 million Debbie. You need to become that person who could handle $1 million, who knows how to deal with a company that is worth $1 million. And even though you look around and you don't see the money in your bank account, you don't have that, but you know that's who you are. And then it's almost like magic, right? The money catches up to you. The results that you were looking for catches up to you. And it is hard to understand until you do this work. And I was just talking to you not too long ago, and you point that out to me. When I made six figures, you're like, yes, but you have been the six-figure coach for a very long time. I was like, you're right. Like, and nothing changed with me. It's not that after I made six figures, I start dressing differently, right? Mm-hmm. Or I start speaking differently. It caught up to me. I was a six-figure coach. And then the money caught up to me. But it's really hard for you without this training, for you to see, to look at your results, not seeing the money there and believe that you are that coach. That's why it's so tricky. And we're teaching exactly like the way we do to reframe your mindset, to start seeing things the way, and it's not faking until you make it. Yeah. It's actually really becoming that person who can have the goals that you want, who can have the business you want. And it's very different. I have never seen it this way anywhere.
Yeah, I was telling Tyus this morning that I'm a little late in doing my first quarter assessment, but I just have finished it up. And it's like, where did I have? We did have the biggest growth in our company. We did do some in our summit that was incredible. We are unveiling this new program. We've had incredible new clients coming into our program. But what's really happened the most is that I've had a really significant identity shift that comes from this business growth self-coaching. The identity shift, and you guys, right where you're at today, your identity shift, you're stuck in, I don't have enough clients or I don't have any clients. That identity right there just keeps you exactly in the same place.
Because you believe in, right? Yes. You have the evidence that you don't have enough clients or that you don't have enough money or that your business is not growing. Because you were looking at this way, that's what you keep on creating. And it's quite tricky for you to learn how to look at it in a different way, where it is working. You do have the clients you need right now, even when you don't, right? Yeah. And again, it's not fake until you make it. I am super opposed to this idea of fake until you make it or the power of positive thinking. Yeah. Right. A lot of times with my clients, I would even say things like, no, let's feel bad. Let's feel the fear. Let's embrace how bad this feels right now, because just adding the positive thinking can really mess up your whole progress. Mm-hmm. But how to do it for yourself is the tricky part. Because when you feel afraid, you just sometimes it's so much easier to just like, oh, no, things will work out. But you don't even believe that you will because you're so stuck in this negativity in your business. And it's not until you start to see the same situation in different lenses that you're able to move forward.
Yeah. Listen, what's coming to mind right now is that a lot of you guys have been listening to this podcast for a long time. And thank you for that. And a lot of you have never worked with us. Even that in itself is a mindset issue. The fact that you have not knowing that your business is not off the ground because you don't know how to do things. And yet you're still talking to your peers about how to do things. You're still not investing, like you're scared to invest in yourself one more time. You don't see yourself as being somebody with that big business, right? Or they would take the action and get the help that they need. This business growth self-coaching method, this training series is the opportunity for you guys to work with us. We're going to spend 8 weeks together where Tyus is going to lead us through most of it and share her genius and really unfold for us the steps that I've been taking and that together we've created of how you're going to, for the rest of your business and in all areas of your life, really, use this same method to coach yourself. Tyus, we work with a lot of coaches that don't have any life coaching experience. They don't have any certification. They're career coaches or they're health coaches, even nutrition coaches. They don't have any mindset coaching at all. This is key. If that is you, you need to be part of this.
Yes. And you know, a lot of people do build beautiful business with the action in mind, right? Like just knowing what is the next step. But when you add the mindset, you don't need to suffer through so much. You can actually enjoy the process of building your business, especially this way that we are teaching here. It's really, can you enjoy the failure? Truly enjoy it, like celebrate, right? In one of our coaching sessions, I was talking to our clients where my daughter, she had this little dance recital and she messed up the whole thing, but she stuck to it and she was able to finish and, you know, it was beautiful. So when she came down, she was like, oh, mom, did you see how I messed up? She was so sad. I was like, yes, it was phenomenal. Look how brave you were, right? And I was like almost more pumped on her messing up than the actual beautiful dance that she did. And just showing her that failure is not a problem if you don't make that a problem, right? Or if you start to focus a little bit more on the whole, like, yes, I failed and I came back even stronger and I finished it beautifully. That's what I want to teach my kids. And that's exactly what we need to learn in business. Yeah. Because you will fail. You will be hard. It is difficult. You will cry. And all of those things can be a beautiful thing that you can look back and say, wow, I'm very strong. I did all those things and I'm here with this beautiful business today. Right. So the mindset work is, in my opinion, what really makes this building the business bearable and even enjoyable. Right. It doesn't need to be such a hard time of your life.
Oh, thank you so much, Thais. We're going to have to wrap up. I want to invite you guys, follow me on Instagram at Debbie Shadid. In the bio on my Instagram page are links for everything that we do. So you can find out how you can join us. I'll just tell you, this program is an 8-week training program. And if you join now, we have a bonus session on April 25th. We're going to actually assess your current mindset. This will be a huge advantage to those of you guys who do this, because then when you start with us for that 8-week training on May 2nd, you will actually already know where the gaps are in your current thinking and be able to really go to work on those right away.
Yes. And that is the best way for you to even start this program, right? It's join earlier on so you can get this bonus session April 25th.
Yeah.
And it is a brand new technique that we are teaching. We have never thought this anywhere else of how you catch the thoughts that's keeping you stuck and how you can be very aware what it's creating in your life, right? So you don't want to miss it. We start the bonus session on April 25th and the full training starts on May 2nd.
All right. So exciting. And on top of that, you guys, we're doing it for just $500. So we have made it so that it is a yes price. We've made it so that it really is something that you can take and use forever in your business and your life. And look, I hope y'all learn it and you also generate hundreds of thousands of dollars extra in your business. That would be so amazing. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Debbie Shadid. The link is in the bio where you can join this, where you can be a part of anything else we have going on. Thais, I am so excited about this. Y'all on the fence, come on, join us and get a taste of what it is we do in our day-to-day work with clients. So thanks for being here, Thais.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie. Yeah.
Everybody else, we'll see you on April 25th for our bonus mindset assessment session. And then when we kick off this business growth self-coaching method that we're so excited to teach on May 2nd. All right. Until next time, ladies, have an amazing week. Bye-bye. Okay, ladies, that is it for today. Before we go, I want to invite you to head over to DebbieShadid.com. I have this incredible Canva training specifically designed for life coaches, where I'm going to teach you how to use Canva to create beautiful graphics to market your life coaching business. All right, have an amazing week. I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.